AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche says political rhetoric and political violence has got to stop.
When you have reporters, when you have media just being overly critical and calling the president horrible names for no reason and without evidence, without proof, it shouldn't surprise us that this type of rhetoric takes place.
Cole Thomas Allen was in court. Authorities say the California man tried to storm the White House Correspondents' Dinner with guns and knives. President Trump was at the dinner. Allen is charged with the attempted assassination of the president.
We're talking about somebody who is college educated, who has a job, who is otherwise living his life, and we'll find out more about him, as I expect, in the coming days and weeks, but he chose to do what he did.
Authorities say an officer wearing a bulletproof vest was shot in the vest, but is expected to recover. Preservationists say they will continue their lawsuit against President Trump's planned $400 million White House ballroom. The Justice Department requested the lawsuit be withdrawn after the shooting at the Correspondents' Dinner over the weekend. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the president met this morning with his national security team after Iran made a new proposal offering to end its control over the Strait of Hormuz if the U.S. lifts its blockade and ends the war.
The proposal was being discussed. I don't want to get ahead of the president or his national security team. What I will reiterate is that the president's red lines with respect to Iran have been made very, very clear.
The president wants Iran to end its nuclear program. Discussions on that would be delayed under the offer. King Charles and Queen Camilla have arrived in the U.S. on a four-day state visit aimed at celebrating the United States' 250th anniversary. The Supreme Court seems divided over whether to block thousands of lawsuits alleging the maker of the weed killer Roundup failed to warn people it could cause cancer. This is AP News. A man pleads guilty in the killing of Run-DMC's Jam Master Jay.
Jay Bryant pled guilty to a federal murder charge, telling a judge in Brooklyn that he helped other people, without naming them, get into a building so they could ambush Jam Master Jay in his recording studio in 2002. The 52-year-old told the judge Monday, "I knew a gun was going to be used to shoot Jason Mizell, which is Jam Master Jay's given name." In 2024, a jury convicted two other men, Carl Jordan Jr. and Ronald Washington, of killing the Run-DMC DJ. Yet a judge subsequently cleared Jordan. Washington has challenged his conviction. Prosecutors believe Jordan and Washington went after the DJ, born Jason Mizell, out of anger over a failed drug deal. Julie Walker, New York.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.